Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh yeah. Put the flanger on it.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam, the show where me and Angus, I'm Levins, talk about things that we like, including movies and books and movies and TVs and books. We have a guest in the Hey Fam.
Illy.
Hey, yeah, that works. The Hey Family.
Yeah, every time you guys say Hey Fam, I'm going to say Illy.
I never actually realized that that fam was short for family until just now.
Oh no, I'm not saying it to complete the word family. I'm saying it to promote Illy.
Oh,
Al.
The dopest Melbourne MC Al, in the game.
This is a big one for you tonight. Hey.
Anyway, we have a special guest, Illy from Melbourne.
Hey, boys. I got snapbacks, and that's all I know about me. I think I might have done some albums.
There are albums. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I've just done some research.
When they came out, I said they just dropped.
Albums are big. Yeah, yeah. You've done a big album thing.
Illy ill.
Illy.
Oh, it's a shame you have to go right now, though.
I gotta go. See you later.
I've got a big tour going on. Angus and I, it's just you and I for the whole rest of the show. Oh, wait.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
It's Henry Stone.
Wow.
I was just coming in and I saw Illy and he was crying.
How was he? Was he okay?
No, he was crying.
Did you pat him on the back?
I patted him on the hat.
You're a big fan of his music.
Pat him on the
bat. Yeah, I love his album.
Yeah. Albums.
Illy ill.
Albums. It's like the collective.
Now,
hey boys.
I might not know that much about Melbourne hip hop superstars, but I do know a lot about Henry Stone, and he's our guest for Hey Fam tonight. He is a comedian from Brisbane, now in Sydney, and
now here
a Melbourne rapper.
Yeah, I'm a slashy. Yeah.
How'd you find that?
In a way, we are all slashies.
We all take slashes.
How'd you find coming from
the bottom,
Brisbane, all the way down to here?
Started from the bottom.
I started from the top. I drove here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't look back. Never have, never will. I'm above it. Yeah.
That's the type of lifestyle I want to get.
Yeah, guys, I gotta say, living in New South Wales is so much better than living in Queensland.
Really? What do you like about it?
Number one, so much chunch.
What the fuck is chunch?
That's what these boys who I used to live with called pussy.
Oh, right.
What's can pussy? As we're speaking about
it's
that right now, I'd like...
girls who I used to live with called...
I'd like to divide...
day cats.
I'd like to divert our attention to the screen right now. We're actually screening an episode of Ballers, the HBO series.
It looks...
Brock looks very upset.
Do you have a setting on your TV to make... Like, do you have motion flow on your TV? Because it looks super...
motion-y.
It looks like it's like 50 frames per second when it should only be 25.
Is this a lifestyle?
I think you've made a lifestyle choice to watch shit.
Yeah, I think that.
Why do you guys watch that? Why do you watch it? Why do you turn that setting on?
Because that's real life.
It's not. It adds frames and makes everything look weird.
I want that.
Like, see how it's like they walk. See how it looks wrong?
Everyone listening, you can see how it looks wrong, right?
I want that. I want that right now in my...
Who's that one?
He's big baller.
baller one, B2, B1 and B2. Okay, so confession time. It's not really my confession because I never ever agreed to watch any of Ballers when we decided we would give it
that guy's really, like
really
school,
big coverage each week. But Angus committed to watching and reviewing every episode of Ballers.
And we got an email this week, actually, Andrew.
Yeah, before we get to it, though, I need to put you on blast. You didn't watch it last week.
No, I did.
Oh, yeah, but you did watch it after we recorded
true.
Hey Fam.
And everything came true. After the prediction, we're like, oh, let's see if X came true.
There's a titty on screen
right
now.
There's so many girls in this.
But we actually got an email this week from Jack
Black.
I wish. It was Jack.
He's like, Angus! And Mambada!
Angus, sending an email to you now.
We're going to email from Jack Mondobbo, which is a fake
what
name.
What's his name?
Mondobbo.
Yeah, no,
from
it actually
Harry
is.
Potter? He sounds like he's from fucking Hogwarts.
It says, thanks for the audio treats. I'd like to suggest the weekly
Hold on, wait, can I interrupt you? They're on Ballers right now. They're watching her.
They are.
Oh, wow, they are too.
So we're watching
Did you press pause?
No, this is actually real life her. I mean, no, it's real life Ballers.
Ballers is...
Someone
pressed pause.
Did your cat press pause?
Your cat press pause?
No, it's just Joaquin Phoenix looking very awkward.
All right, so we're currently... For the rest of the episode of Hey Fam, we're going to be watching... The
one frame
of
her
being watched by... Oh, it started again. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, it's buffering.
Buffering the Vampire Slayer.
We got one suggestion. I don't even know what this means. Joe goes for one drink with a
Can you give a little bit of background?
So every week we watch Ballers and it's the new HBO show.
Everyone, Angus has had three beers.
And it stars The Rock. And
everyone, I told these boys to drink some 4X Golds for this episode, and Angus has not been able to digest that sweet Queensland liquor.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, mid-drink, I only drink light beers.
Are you kidding me?
Not for tonight, but no, look, every week we want to provide the entire Baller experience for those who cannot watch it.
It's not because, it's impossible to watch it. In theory, it's because it's impossible to watch it in practice. You put it on and you don't want to watch it
anymore.
Someone
coming out here, yeah, it's impossible practice. I'm the one going out. I'm like dodging bullets. I'm dodging all of...
Oh, fucking Falcon.
Some threw a people to my head.
You deserved it.
There was a
perfect
Falcon.
We got an email this week because last week Angus refused to watch Ballers, so we gave some predictions of what he thought might happen in Ballers. And they all came true because they were very like, I think it was like Rock takes a phone call. The Rock says something about sport.
Yeah.
And women are hated. But you got an email.
Yeah, we got an email.
From someone from Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's from Hogwarts.
Jack Mondobbo.
And I'm glad that like, what's his name?
Filch?
Gandalf. No.
Gandalf?
Gandalf from Hogwarts.
Yeah, Gandalf from Hogwarts.
Dumbledore. I'm glad he was like, no, let this Obi-Wan one slip past. Obi-Wan Kenobi. No, and that was kind of like, look. Let's look at Ballers. Let's look at Ballers as a friend. Let's look at Ballers as a family. And I think someone's predicting some stuff of this. Basically, this week they predicted a guy would have a great deal.
Have a great deal.
Have an erect deal.
Great deal.
Like he'd get hooked up with a sick deal.
Well, I don't know.
But that's what they're predicting.
Yeah, that's what they're predicting. Yeah.
They're not very brave predictions.
They're not.
Okay.
Yeah. And The Rock is going to make a comment about his suit.
I want to say they should have predicted that fishing would go down because right now we're seeing a scene where two dudes are fishing.
And there's no titties in this scene.
There's no titties. I don't think this is...
What's on the opposite end of that old man's line? Oh, it's a titty!
He's reeled in a set of big... Was there other predictions?
Is that the end of the email?
Yeah.
Those two.
He wears a suit? Okay, cool. Thanks for the email.
Someone got a good deal and The Rock would wear a suit.
If you want to email HeyFamPodcast and have Angus belligerently read out your email, hit us up, HeyFamPodcast.
HeyFamPodcast@gmail.com.
Angus knows what our email address is. Henry.
I just want to ask, you've said my name, but I want to ask this about
Ballers. Yeah, I said your name so you could ask a question about Ballers.
Have you guys mentioned the fact that one of these dudes in this show is from old school and he's that guy who... gets his dick tied up to a
which one?
Cinder block, and it gets pushed as part of the
which guy?
He's not in the scene now. He was the big tall dude before. Who
did he have hair?
A bit.
Because no one, I found a.
There's an actor who had a rope tied to his dick in Old School.
Found a recurring theme. This no one has.
Hair. I haven't watched Old School since high school. Does it hold up?
Yeah, it holds up well. Dude gets his dick tied to a rope in a.
I mean, that's
block,
hilarious.
Falls off a bridge. Will Ferrell said quotes that lived forever. Sean William Scott mullet.
And the old man died.
Blue. Blue dies.
Do you reckon that's the same actor that played Blue the Velociraptor in Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Andy Serkis in both times.
Great motion capture. So we should mention at this point that Henry actually is the host of another podcast.
I'm the co-host of a separate podcast.
Hamish and Andy's
Drive Time.
Drive Time. And how do you find
Do you know how depressing it is? Henry has a podcast called the Blank Slate Podcast.
The Blank Slate.
Movie podcast.
It's called the Blank Slate Movie Podcast. There's another podcast called the Blank Slate.
Really? Tell me about that.
Tell us about the podcast.
I pretend like they're not out there. I don't want to engage with them at all. I feel like they at this point they would have noticed our existence and probably
been
a little annoyed about it. They're from the US. They just pick a topic and then talk about it. It's one of those ones where they're like,
let's talk
about cheese. And then the next one, they're like, let's talk about politics.
It's broad.
That's not...
No. Yeah. No, thank you, sir.
But on your podcast, you guys watch a movie that you've never... I'll tell you what you do.
Man.
You watch a movie that we've never...
So you've watched a movie you've never seen before.
Watch a movie that we've never seen before.
Or heard of before.
Who picks the films?
We leave that to the gods.
Netflix.
Wow. What does that mean?
We just try and... People give us suggestions.
They roll a dice. It's a million-sided dice, and every side of the dice has
What's
a movie name
amazing,
on it.
Yeah, it's a suggestion you've had.
The most amazing?
Yeah, the one that you're like, wow, I'm glad
was
you
it
showed
Hook?
Me that.
What's Hook? Are you guys suggesting Hook?
Yeah, watch Hook.
I've never heard of it.
Should we put Hook on right
Never
now?
Heard of Hook?
Hook's the best movie ever made.
I've never heard of the best movie ever made. Exclusive right here. We're going to do Hook next
You've
time.
You've never heard
I've
of
heard
Hook.
I've heard of Hooky Dumb Fucks. I'm just like playing along as though I hadn't heard
of
Hook.
Oh, I forgot. You're a comedian.
Stop doing that, Henry.
Okay.
You might remember Henry from YouTube characters such as Hook.
That's Rufio. Yeah,
you're Rufio.
I believe it's Rufio.
That dude got roofied, yo. Because he got killed.
HenryStone.com.
And it was harsh.
.au.
I don't think anybody was prepared for the death.
But that was pretty sinister, I thought.
Yeah, why didn't they just kill Robin Williams? That would have been way cooler.
Well,
they
dead
did.
Now.
Dang.
AndrewLevins.com. Henry, you don't watch True Detective, do you?
I watched season one. I've not yet ventured into season two.
Do you not watch season two because of all the people complaining about it on Fbook?
No, not at all. I just didn't start it. I'm aware of the furore that surrounds it now, but
Andrew,
I haven't ventured
let's go
in.
Into it.
I haven't gone in.
We're going to talk briefly about episode 6 of season 2 of True Detective.
Fucking loved it. Probably my favorite episode of the
season. There are always going to be scenes in this show that piss me off.
But same with season one.
That's true.
The ones with Tony Abbott fucking piss me off, boys. Get my fucking back. I hate True Detective too much. Abbott, fuck that dog. Piss me the fuck off. Bring all the boats here, you fucking dog, Abbott. Get out of my True Detective seasons. Okay.
You're listening loud and clear,
it's a good
Nick
bit.
Pizzolatto.
You guys listening to Hamish and Grandy.
Australia.
Hamish and Grandy.
What do you think, Labs?
Do you get really pissed off, Henry,
What do you think of it?
When you go check out the podcasts to see how badly your podcasts and my podcast is doing, and then you see that like the most downloaded, like if you actually look at like the individual downloaded podcast episodes themselves, they're all Hamish and Andy related.
It's like top 10 all.
And then like there's still some cunt downloading Happy Tree Friends episodes.
Fucks with that?
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
Let's talk about...
Sex, baby.
Yeah, let's talk about sex.
No,
let's talk about all the good things and the bad things about...
We keep getting derailed by
Season 2, episode 6. I think it was definitely the strongest episode of the season.
Yeah.
But I think the problems that I have with this show are still there, but the thing, like, the things I like about this show.
What do you have? What problems do you have with it?
Just like a lot of the dialogue and acting is very like year 12 drama sometimes.
It's a pulp.
Yeah, I know. And when it's pulpy, but there are sometimes like, I don't know, I feel like some of the adult conversations and like, you know, look, the weird proverbs that Vince Vaughn says
can be
a bit.
It was the best coke scene I've ever seen.
I mean, look, I'm not going to admit to doing cocaine.
No one is.
In a world where I did do it, I definitely didn't cry and break model toys from doing too much of it.
Really? But that's because you have a fat redhead son.
Yeah, that's true. That there's a great scene. There's the best character Henry in True. I'm going to sell you on True Detective season 2. Mm-hmm. There is a character who plays Colin Farrell's son, and
big fat
boy. He has one emotion, and that is like, fuck, I wish Colin Farrell wasn't my dad. And that's the only emotion
who
he
wishes
conveys.
That though. Colin Farrell's the biggest boss in this show,
and he's just,
is Colin Farrell a root rat in this show? Is he a pantsman?
He's definitely been a pantsman in the past, but now he's like, he's dipped that wick one too many times.
Okay.
And his life's a shambles. And he's questioning what is worth anything in his shambles of a life.
Hopefully family.
Well,
I hope so.
He might not be the father of his child.
Fuck a duck.
Hard to believe.
And this week he let go of it. And it was a pretty powerful scene.
Did they play Let Go by Imogen Heap in that scene?
They play Let It Go from Frozen.
Hey, what you say?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's...
No, we pulled that. But they also drew that one in.
Yeah. They did the Imogen Heap Megamix.
It was a huge hit. No, I thought that was... I thought Valkyrie this week was like...
Yeah, we normally record Hey Fam the day after I watch True Detective, but we're recording it 2 days after now, and I can't remember anything that happened in True Detective.
No,
Angus,
you remember
that, fill
the
me
sex,
in.
Sex romp?
Oh, yeah, of course. Rachel McAdams plays a badass cop who's probably the truest of the detectives in this season.
I'd say Vince Vaughn is.
But he's not actually a detective.
But
or true.
Exactly. Makes you think.
Oh, it does make you think. But she had to, Rachel McAdams had to infiltrate an undercover sex party. And she took a spray
Molly.
In her mouth that was referred to as pure Molly. And then she started tripping and hallucinating. And
yeah, when you get the purest of Molly.
Are they saying that pure Molly is just acid?
Yeah, Molly is just... watered down acid, isn't it?
Angus,
I'm not a true detective.
Right?
I'm not a true detective. I don't think I have the right to say.
So they've got two
all
episodes.
All drugs are just different concentrations of acid. Wow. So Molly is like semi watered down. Yeah. Weed is heaps watered down.
Wow.
And what about prescription medication? That's even more watered down.
That's what. That's not. They don't use water. They use different liquids. Milk, Fanta.
Really?
Yeah.
Henry, who told you this?
So acid plus milk is Panadol.
Uh huh.
Nailed it.
That's exactly right. You don't want to know
that's why,
what.
That's why it goes
plus.
White.
Do you know what Barocca is? Acid plus PB.
No.
That's
these,
why
lies.
So, yeah.
These are lies. These so, lies. I don't want to be part of these lies.
What about Mountain Dew
Henry,
and acid?
I don't
what does
want to be
that
part
make?
Of these
Mountain
lies.
Mountain Dew and acid.
Penicillin.
Makes cancer medicine.
I don't want to be part
but
of these
But it's too
lies.
Disgusting to try. That's why no one ever gets cured of cancer.
Yeah, yeah. That's why cancer's such
I
a problem.
I don't want to be part of these lies.
Angus, with two episodes left of True Detective Season 2, what do you think will happen?
I think it's actually going to be a better season than Season 1.
I think so too.
I think,
were you let down? You watched season one, Henry.
Yeah,
were you let down by the end of season one?
No, I loved it.
People forget about it.
Boys, I fucking loved it.
But it was so samey.
What did you love about it, Henry?
Carcosa. Good, was good.
But that was nothing. It was kind of like...
He was just a Monty Python character.
Yes.
He was doing a silly walk.
Yeah. He was doing a silly sister route.
It was kind of like not a... It was an ending.
So you think that? Do you think that True Detective S1 has better body to it, but has a worse ending? And you're anticipating the True Detective Season 2 worse body but better ending?
No. Yeah. I think True Detective Season 2 got off to a rocky start, but which I liked though. I don't know.
I liked it. I'm actually preferring.
It's a lot more.
I'm putting on the record right now, True Detective Season 2, way bigger fan than True Detective Season 1. Right now,
All right, I accept your apology.
Do you accept it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Rhea Valkyrie, a far better character than any of the lead characters in True Detective Season 1. We had Mighty Hart, who was kind of the, well, shucks, partner. I don't know how to believe that. And then we had the polar opposite. Well, everything's like I just think Valkyrie is probably the most...
You're actually in the best state of mind to do a really good McConaughey right now.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm thinking Valkyrie is probably the best character that Pizzolatto has ever written.
Can you say that you like Season 2 of True Detective as McConaughey?
I like... Woo! I... You! Ow!
This is what I'm Season what I'm seeing two. Right now is Tom Cruise on Oprah's couch.
I like woo. Season 2 of True Detective. Whoa, yeah. I'm gonna want a lot more of that. Where that came from?
that's the end of our True Detective Season 2
McConaughey
Episode 6 wrap up. Henry Stone.
Yeah, boys.
You're in the house.
I'm in the house.
Welcome to the Hey FM couch.
Yeah, I made it. Got here.
How's it feel?
Feels good, man.
You're in my house. Yeah.
It's cool that you just live with one other dude. I think that's pretty cool.
What's weird about that?
You got floorboards.
I like yeah. It.
You live with two other dudes.
I live with three other dudes. Three
How
other
do you
dudes.
Find that?
Well, do you all sleep in the same room? Mm-hmm. In bunk beds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we share a pillow.
How do you
I drool. Whoops.
Whoops. Mistakes.
Mistakes were made. Living with... What, you actually honestly interview me about what it's like to live with three other dudes?
Yeah, man, it's yes. Pop culture.
Pop culture. Yeah, I'm writing a share house comedy about it right now, boys. I tell you what, it's fucking trying. Some good gags. Oh, you should follow me around, mate. My whole life's a fucking sitcom. Yeah.
What's the gag? King gag, hit us with it.
We get
give us one gag.
We just
one gag right now. I want a gag.
Pranks 2015. Yes. No, I'll give you a gag. I'll give you a fucking gag.
Okay.
Anytime if the Dub boys are in the living room.
Uh huh.
Anytime someone walks in the front door.
Got it.
We all pretend to be asleep.
That's hilarious.
The snoring noises.
Yeah, the snores. The.
And that's why comedy's not dead, ladies and gentlemen.
Comedy is alive and it exists in the living rooms of the nation's youth, you fucks.
And Liz, well, so tell us about your podcast again.
Blanks.
Sure. I do it with two other comics, Alexi Taliopoulos.
How'd you meet Alexi and how'd you meet Cameron?
In 10 seconds.
Okay, Cameron, I met him in Brisbane. I hated him at first because I'm always very skeptical of new people. And then I turned out I loved him.
So why does he live here?
Why does he live here?
Yeah.
This is a good place to live for people.
Okay.
Full stop. Alexi, met him doing comedy. He's a young boy. He's got a lot of talent. Studies at Afters. Knows the most about movies. Probably the funniest guy on my podcast because he's got a funny voice. He's big. He's fat. He's Greek. And he's not having
a wedding. You like that? Is that a big fat Greek wedding in...
not this guy. No way. Who's marrying him? Probably his mum.
What about you?
Me, I'm the mysterious one.
Wow.
Okay.
Are you the Ross from France?
No way, brother. I'm the Chandler.
Ross isn't the mysterious one. I'm the Gunther. From Friends.
Isn't Ross the mysterious one?
I don't know. Which one's Ross?
I watched a video this week and it was someone like had put together all of the gay panic moments from that Chandler has.
He has a lot of gay panic moments, doesn't he?
Like terrified that people think he's gay.
Why is Chandler so scared of gay people?
Because he's so straight and he's always horny.
Why is he so horny?
Because he loves it.
Do you reckon? Last month Chandler would have made his profile picture rainbow?
Yeah.
Oh, very good question. I reckon, guys,
which Friends characters would have made their profiles rainbow?
Ross this first, is good content. Easy. Phoebe first. Phoebe first.
I reckon. You know what? I reckon Rachel, third or fourth.
Yeah, Rachel would be up there early.
Rachel sure. would have
No, but not that quick. I reckon Monica, pretty quick.
Rachel would have to be on, like...
I reckon Rachel doesn't know how to fuck around with Facebook. You know what I mean? I reckon Phoebe, yes.
Joey,
he's an actor. He's a dumb ass, but he's got a heart of gold. I reckon actually Joey lost because he's such a dumb actor that he wouldn't even go on Facebook much.
Like Joey would have just done it today.
Yeah. Yeah. So Joey's lost.
Really?
Absolutely. Chandler,
And Chandler doesn't do it, but then he goes, and then when people question about it, he's like, well, Joey hasn't done it either.
Yeah.
And then Joey like drops a vase and is like, what?
He's eating a meatball at the time. He's
That's one spicy meatball.
That is.
That's one of those classic Joey lines.
That's a Friends line. Watch Friends.
Henry and Angus, you guys bond regularly over your shared knowledge of pointless Star Wars information.
Oh, this is one thing I wanted to speak tonight. Yeah. Our love of...
The extended... let's say it together.
Expanded university. And now it's been declared...
Star Warsian.
And now it's been declared...
It's non-canon.
Non-canon. But I think that's like ripe for the taking.
They've so chucked it in the bin. But does that mean if it's non-canon, all the copyright? Can you? It's still copyrighted, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't just. Yeah. Steal
and they're
that
still going to. They'll re-release it in the future.
So look, basically, for those who don't know, and I don't know why you don't know, Disney bought Star Wars a couple of years ago. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, deal
the
with
only
it.
Thing they bought Move were on. The six films and the Clone Wars series. Anything outside of that is now. What would you call it?
Miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous.
What's the opposite of canon?
It's like glorified fan fiction now.
Laser. But it's great.
Opposite of canon is a
and
laser.
And we saw huts with lightsabers.
Yeah, so, they're,
so
I mean,
my favorite, yeah.
Tell me, Henry,
for the last few weeks have been sending each other images and our famous, our favorite screen grabs.
Of just insane Star Wars shit. We got onto this because we just started hypothesizing about what the dumbest Jedis would be. Because,
yeah.
You know, like you watch the films and there's like the, I don't know, the race, the blue dudes with the weird like Woodford Dread things who look like
the Woodfordians.
The Woodfordians. And they're Jedis and they fight well.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Jedis. And you're just like, well, what's a...
What else is a Jedi?
Bad Jedi?
Yeah.
And you can find them in this expanded universe and there's some fat huts a la Jabba the Hutt.
There's a Hutt Jedi. Beldor in the Hutt.
And he's the worst.
But unfortunately, he wasn't like made into a cartoon or a comic book. He's just only been written about in novels, right?
In
boring words.
Yeah.
So you never got to see what
I think,
he looked like.
Leia fought him, and he was a Jedi, but then he turned to the dark side pretty quick.
Why?
Because they were like, I think they just needed to make him a Jedi. Like, Hutts are bad lizards. They're bad at heart.
Bad lizards.
So they're like...
The big bad Hutts.
They're naughty. That's my favorite line in Empire Strikes Back. You're a bad lizard, Jabba.
Aw. I guess so.
If that line was in Empire Strikes Back, I think the world would be a very different place.
Yeah. Australia certainly would be. I don't think mateship would be a thing anymore.
I don't think we'd shoot...
Ruse.
Him first.
Don't they?
But so, let's talk about Beldorian.
You guys read these novels or have you just read the Wikipedia?
No, just Wikipedia, man.
We just have a look at Wikipedia.
And from like articles.
So
like,
you guys don't really have a big knowledge of the expanded Star Wars universe. You just have a big knowledge of the Wikipedia.
And we send them to each other in text messages. Yeah, have a look at this Ewok Jedi. Like, the Ewok Jedi is fucking crazy.
But it wasn't never drawn or filmed. So how do you show each other what it looks like?
Because it's an expanded universe, which now no longer is canon.
The front covers of these novels often have these
kind
of illustrations on
them. Big hero shots. Yeah. Big. Yeah.
So, let's go. There's an Ewok Jedi.
There's a Hutt Jedi.
There's a Wampa, I read.
And there's a Gungan Jedi.
Yeah.
Jar Jar being Sis Ray.
Jar Jar looking motherfucker.
And he's crazy. He has like... Yeah.
We should post some of these pictures in you
guys' we'll put them on the...
Facebook.
We'll put them on the website.
That's so retarded.
On the Hamish and Andy Facebook page.
Yeah.
Let's get them up there.
We're going to put them on the Ballers.
Hamish and Grandy,
sorry.
Put them on the 2 Chainz Facebook page.
We're going to put them on the Ballers website. It's... Yeah.
Has 2 Chainz succumbed to the... rappers posting weird clickbait articles?
Yeah, he has, except...
I know...
He doesn't. He made a post. I think I sent it to you. He's the 2 Chainz made a post on Instagram, a video post saying, "I do not run my Facebook page.
It was 2 Chainz.
That ain't me." So it's like someone else is masquerading as 2 Chainz, running his Facebook, doing the clickbait rapper content thing.
But it's not
2 Chainz. Is it you?
I can attest to that. No, that 2 Chainz definitely did a Instagram post saying, "My kids are okay. I did not run Tesla." Yeah, it was amazing.
Why was he saying that his kids were okay?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
There might have been speculation that they weren't.
But it's really weird. Like Bone Thugs and Harmony, Soulja Boy, Gucci Mane, they all post, all their Facebook pages just post like
nude shots.
No, it's like, it's so, it's like, you know, like, I can't believe this. And then it's like, you know, like the world's sharpest knife.
Kid starts a fight, then gets what he deserves. Watch till the end.
And then his comment will be like, damn, he really did 100.
Yeah.
Emoji.
Yeah, it's really depressing. Like, just post fucking old clip. Post.
How much money could you make off of having like a site that just reposts clickbait?
I don't know. Ask him. Do you know?
Do you know Content Man Angus?
Hi. I'm Content Man. No, I don't know. It's no, just like a horrible cycle that continues. You know, it's just like I follow French Montana on Facebook, and every day he just posts, "Hey, here's a girl who's getting." It's like, well, no, French, you don't know that girl, and
that's so weird because that's the same for French Stewart.
French Stewart.
Do you really follow French Stewart on Facebook?
Yeah,
we all should.
Let's listen
to Hey Fam right now.
You know French Montana is the son of French Stewart and Hannah Montana.
Really? But why is he so much older and wiser?
That's the thing. Exactly.
Makes you think.
Mm-hmm. How are these beers going down, boys?
Pretty good.
What are you talking about these 4X Golds?
They are full flavored.
Pretty good.
All right. I could do with more preservatives.
So, Henry, you're a video game guy.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of is.
A little bit.
So what's about Arkham Knight?
Yeah, the only time I ever hear you talk about video games is when a new Batman game comes out. And you only talk about it for about 12 hours because that's how long it takes you to just get the video game. Like, it's like the Wednesday, can't wait for that new Batman game, boys. Then Thursday, did anybody else finish that new Batman game, boys?
Yeah, well, I plan like my I've planned my year around.
What's every the one comes out like every 2 years, the Arkham games?
Yeah, or every year. I'd say every year.
Yeah, every year. It's like every 2 years. But for this, between Rocksteady releases, it's been heaps longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it has. It's been like four years
or some shit, or even longer.
Arkham City to Arkham Knight. It was a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah, I didn't play Origins. Did you?
Neither did I. No, no, I had no interest.
No one did.
And I think that just shows the way
no
like,
one in the world
real
played Arkham
right
Origins.
Now.
Was like, a realist, yeah.
What the type of guys is going to flick a knife on somebody? Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of saying, like, we're probably going there.
This would be so good to be a podcast, but it's just a GoPro on your face.
Just
so
your face. Just like
basically, then I just turn my face into cheese face from McDonald's.
Let's pause the conversation of Batman. We'll get back to it. Don't worry, Henry.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a new game called Angus. What did you drink tonight, buddy?
I don't know, but I'm looking at Henry. He's wearing a lot of green. I'm looking a lot of red.
Run us through your drinks. Did you have a couple brewskis?
Yeah, that was brewskis.
Just brewskis?
Yeah, there were brewskis.
Was there any dinos? Did you back those brewskis up with any
pub grub?
It's kind of like a, you know, man-made tale. We all got there together in the end. And yeah, maybe sometimes the result was brewski.
All right, yeah. And that is the end of that segment. We'll go back to Batman. What is it about the Arkham games that makes you want to only play those and play them so quickly, never to return to them again?
They're so colorful, but yet they're so dark. They are set. They're like sandboxy, but not too sandboxy. I hate massive sandboxy games.
What was your favorite before Arkham Knight?
My favorite game?
No, Batman game.
Before Arkham Knight.
Yeah, I guess it has to be Arkham City.
Yeah, you know what? It was, but I didn't. I never replay games or anything. So I smashed Arkham Asylum. Was like, this is great. Then I smashed Arkham City. I was like, this is great. And now Arkham Knight. It's great. But did you guys read that article about how Arkham Asylum and Arkham Asylum's cool because it's just like this in a small world?
Yeah. No, I did.
So I loved Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
And then Arkham City, I got a couple hours into it and I was like, oh, fuck this.
Really?
Yeah. Did you get choice paralysis just for like...
Oh, it was just like you have this huge city now, which is great. How cool. But then you're still doing like tiny stealth missions inside of like a square.
That's how you... Yeah, and you were saying it was the stealth missions that pissed you off the most.
Yeah.
You just wanted to...
Like if you have this big city, why do you even need to care about stealth?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the times in the bigger games, in the last two games, it's the times when you go inside the like the compounds, like someone's lair.
I like that, that though.
Those
like
are the
that.
Best times, yeah.
They're the best, and yeah. You just smash
when
that shit.
When you're traversing the city in both Arkham City and Arkham Knight, it is... That's the part that feels the most tedious, where you're like, I just got to get to the other fucking side. Who cares? Just give me a load screen and put me in the next place. I don't
want load screens. Around. I love flying between it, and I love just...
I like flying for the first 2 hours, I reckon.
How do you feel about the Batmobile?
Good. I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Batmobile is a great addition to that game.
You finished what? Which of all the games, like, how quickly did it, which was the quickest for you to finish?
Okay. I think probably Arkham City.
Wow.
I think, but that's because this one, I had heaps more things in my life to like work around.
Damn, man.
Yeah. I think that one I could just smash out. I was still living in Queensland doing fuck all and having a great time. I smashed it out. This one. And also, I smashed that to like 100%. Like, I got the Riddler in that. Oh, and this one, I would never get
it. How long did it take you to finish Arkham City?
It's still, like, if you want to go in terms of hours, I feel like it's probably no more than 30.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not even that big compared to, like, fucking main story Skyrim shit or whatever.
Sure.
Or most, like, heaps of other games. This one, I don't know. I probably played this one, like, 16 or 17, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Maybe 20.
Let's.
Well, what about what other games besides? Do you play any games besides the Batman ones?
Yeah, I played Just Cause. I played Just Cause 2, and I'm really looking forward to Just Cause 3.
How good is the trailer?
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah,
I've never played a Just Cause.
So, oh, you never played a Just Cause?
No. Do you know why I haven't played it?
Why?
Just Cause.
Just Cause. No, Just Cause is like amazing fun. It's like strip. It's literally like whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah,
I feel like you can like that's the one where you can like blow up the scenery.
Yeah, you can
shoot bullets at the background.
Shoot to a most like, things a plane are... fly overhead, and yeah,
yeah. Just the it's free roaming, but it's also it's so much more cartoony than GTA.
Right.
Which is cool.
It's like the Mission Impossible of GTA. Yeah. It's kind of like you're a secret agent. You can do whatever you want.
And it's kind of like GTA is just set in a real world. It's kind of boring. Like it's not that... I feel like it's cool, but there's not as much escapism as in Just Cause where you're on a weird island with heaps of refineries and a military dictatorship and stuff.
Right.
It's unusual.
Yeah, I didn't... The last GTA game, I didn't get very far into either.
Which
I was
like
really excited. Yeah, I was really excited to play it.
I'd rather just watch the movie version of that. Like, if there's a story in that, like, there's... Just boil that down to the coolest set pieces and make it a movie.
See, I had a blood clot, and this was crazy. So, I had a blood clot, and they're like, you're going to have to keep your leg up for a week. And it was the same week that GTA 5 came out. So, I had my leg up for a week, and I was like, let's see what happens. And I just played GTA 5 for a week, finished it, and I had such a good experience playing it.
Yeah, I think so. My problem with video games is like I have a kid, I do way too many different little jobs that make up like way more than what one big job would take.
Yeah.
And I just like, I mean, I generally like if I have some time at home, I want to watch a show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My wife or something like that. So for me, like actually hogging the television with some dumb game, it's hard for me to justify. It is a rough trot, mate. The game called life.
And you're a battler out there just trying to make your way through it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I know that people kind of lamenting that, especially like Nintendo games, which I love, their new way of doing it now is they're almost like, well, no one has time to just sit through and play, you know, for hours and hours now with what iPhones have done to people. You want to do it in little bits. Uh-huh. So like even like Luigi's Mansion and like kind of big adventure games like that will be broken up into like 15-minute challenges, that kind of thing, which is like kind of shitty when you think of it from someone that wants to sit down and smash a game out. But for me, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because you can take breaks and then you can be like, yep, I can close that. I can come back later.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's totally true of me too. I just like playing. Like, I've been playing fucking Worms lately.
Yeah, I know.
Worms 3 is currently free on iPhone.
Really?
Worms. Everyone, all of you should download
Everybody
it right now.
Download Worms for free on iPhone.
I got Worms
and iPad.
Clan Wars from Steam for like $5. And that's great. That's like, you play a mission takes like 20 minutes. You want to play for an hour? You probably beat 3 missions. There's about like 25 missions in the story mode, and then you can just play death matches for as long as you want.
Can we have an in-depth discussion about Worms, like the history of us and Worms? I loved that game in high school.
Yeah, so did I. I loved Worms Armageddon. That was like the defining one. The ones prior to that were like pretty. They were like Worms 3. Probably the iPhone version, the iOS version is like done up a bit more, but it was still a bit clunky. But Worms Armageddon was like the fucking shit.
The holy grenade.
Yeah, the holy hand grenade. Did that have the concrete donkey or was that? Yeah,
no, yeah. I think so.
That was okay because there was also Worms World Party, which was like the follow up to Worms Armageddon, which was just basically the same. I don't think they did a graphics update or anything, but they just brought in a bunch of new dumb super weapons. I'm pretty sure. And that had the concrete donkey, which was like the shit I always used. It was like the most overpowered weapon. And it was, you know, like you just click anywhere on the map and drop it. And it would just fall on the same place repeatedly until that entire column of the map was destroyed. And then it would just drop through the sea. And then that was it. And I remember I'd like play against my sister because she didn't know how to play. And I'd be like, oh yeah, throw a grenade. Yeah.
I definitely did that
concrete
too.
Concrete donkey, you bitch. Every fucking time.
I think that the complete insanity of Worms, because it like it was, especially as it got older, like as the new games came out, it was less about refining how well the grenades threw, or how great you could fire a torpedo. It was more about like the insanity, the really
just
stupid
the spectacle
weapons, and I think I really embraced that, and I think that's why I love how stupid it is to play Super Smash Brothers now, because the really competitive. They had the big competitive Smash Brothers. They had that. Was it EVO? Electronic Games?
AVO, yeah.
I don't know what the V stands for. Mm. Vames.
Vapes? Vaping?
Vapes.
Vaping. Electronic Vaping. Oh, yeah. And they had a big Smash Brothers tournament. And whenever professional Smash Brothers players get together and play, they turn off all the crazy shit that you get.
That's so boring.
That
sucks.
I know, it totally sucks. That's what I love the most about Smash Brothers.
But, yeah.
And I feel like
it's just fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Worms is almost like a spiritual predecessor to Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
What are some of your other favorite weapons from Worms?
The banana bomb.
Oh, that is such a good
one. The banana bomb is just kind of
So what happens? You fire the banana bomb and it bounces.
It bounces around and then blows up once. And then it splits into five other banana bombs. I think they blow up.
Yeah,
I don't think they. I think you get it goes one explosion, then into five explosions.
That's fantastic.
This is the only podcast where you'd learn the semantics behind a banana bomb in the game Worms, and I think that's fine. I'm
and that's why we started this.
Yeah, there's not enough talk about
to get behind there's important not. Scientific discoveries.
What about they had the old granny? Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Just to just walk around and be like...
Yeah. We were with your granny.
How much do you reckon the voice actors got paid for every
I reckon it was like two voice actors.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Victory!
I think that were the same voice actors that they employed for Lemmings.
And for Minions.
They're just kind of like, let's just do a two-for-one right now.
Why haven't they done like licensed versions of
That's
Worms?
That's a good question.
It seems like such an easy property
What other property would they be able to insert in there, though?
Like Shreks.
Shreks.
A Shrek Worms.
Little Shrekies.
I play Shrek Worms. Yeah, just different fairy tale characters.
Yeah, right.
Or just green worms they'd probably just do. Oh, it's Shrek. Victory!
The water's all muddy because it's a swamp.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's
let's keep going. And then you throw a gingerbread
those
bomb.
Pricks. Oh, gingerbread bomb, that's good.
It's great.
There's like a dragon that can come in.
Three little pigs.
Mm-hmm. Instead of, what do they have? Like the bulls.
Grenades.
They had raging bulls, so replace that with three little pigs.
Yeah, they have that.
That's fucking sick.
Puss in Boots could be in it.
That's the old granny.
And, yeah, oh, totally. He'd be like...
Oh, an onion bomb instead of a banana bomb.
Classic. Yeah. Classic ogre. Where do you stand on the Shrek quadrilogy? How many have you seen?
I'm on the fence. Not asked enough.
No. I'm waiting for the fifth to really make my mind up.
It really is.
As far as quadrilogy go, it's my second fave.
What's the first fave?
Alien.
Isn't
Alien then Shrek? I'm not counting AVP.
Right. Okay, sure.
No AVP.
What would the
what about the
what would the Shrek, like 10 years from now when they do the Shrek version of Aliens versus Predator? It'll be Shrek versus what?
Shrek versus Minions.
Oh yeah, it's pretty easy to work out.
Easy ref.
What about the most recent
Green and Gold
Ridley
though?
Scott,
that's Shrek's Green, Minions and Gold.
To Alien.
What? Prometheus.
Yeah, what about Prometheus?
Oh, Prometheus versus.
How do you feel about that?
Prometheus versus
Minions.
How do
you feel about Prometheus?
Well, yeah, Minions is a prequel as well, isn't it?
So I think Minions is the same thing as Prometheus. It's kind of like, look at these funny shaped things.
Yeah, and then it's like, just gives fans
what they want.
Like, you get to see Gru, what becomes Gru, and you're like, that's what becomes Gru.
And you're kind of like going, oh,
you get, it's just a great opportunity
dying
to
see what Gru became. And you're like,
I
want to
see
fetus
Gru. Please show me that in Minions.
Did they even mention, has anyone seen, like, has anyone that you know seen the Minions movies? Oh, really?
Do we do it together?
You can come if you want. If you want to do a split potty where we all go see Minions, you guys talk about it on.
Do you want to call Alexa and Cameron now and ask them if we can come?
Can we go talk about it?
Anyone can come. We've been planning for ages, except that.
It's almost over.
No, Alexi rung up a cinema to ask them how long they'll be playing it for. It's like, Minions is here to stay. It's like our generation.
Like, we're always going to be showing.
You heard here first, folks.
It's going
to
go
Minions is here to stay.
It's going to go to a midnight screening every Friday at revivalist houses. Yeah.
People are going to dress up as Minions and sing along all the songs.
Levins, who's your favorite Minion?
Oh, Gru.
Gru. Daddy Minion, obviously.
Is Shrek a Minion?
Mini Minion.
Yeah.
Mini Minion.
Oh, that would be good, a Mini Minion. That's called Mini, yeah.
Yeah. We should tell DreamWorks.
Don't. Save it for us.
For what, the Minions knockoff?
For the next potty.
Ah.
Yeah. Hey, on this, I press pause on the Ballers episode. We're in a scene with Rob Codry talking to some kind of Spanish dude. But I wanted to point out that this Spanish dude who we're about to see, he looks like the tall midget from Eastbound and Down. You know the Mexican midget
Down? The guy, and then like, you wear baby gab.
For anyone listening at home, you have to watch Ballers. We're 15 minutes in. Paws is in a pink shirt, got a little bit of a ponytail.
They're at the racetracks.
Rob Codry is kind of, his heart's on this scene.
Yeah, because the Rock has started managing horses, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah,
has he really?
Spencer Bowler?
No.
Oh. The Rock has.
So Angus, why have you tapped out of watching Ballers?
Well, I had no say. I think it's a series that kind of transcends a week by week.
I didn't make out any of those words.
It's a show that transcends a week by week kind of like description.
Do you think you could binge watch an entire season of Ballers?
Yeah, I think it's the type of series that lends itself to a The Rock.
Henry, now that you're such a big movie guy, do you have time for poor little TV or?
I just smashed out Last Man on Earth,
which is the
Will Forte Fox 20-minute sitcom. I loved it.
Yeah, I saw the first few episodes.
The first few were great. I think that it maybe like buckled a little in the middle, but didn't quite break.
Like, spoiler alert, he's not the last man on earth.
Yeah, that's the big thing. That's my biggest issue with it, is that, like, by the end of the first episode...
First two episodes are great.
He's not...
Him, like, pissing in toilets.
He's shitting in pools.
That was great.
He's just, like being a destructive juvenile dude, which is so funny. Then Kristen Schaal rocks up, and he realizes that there's another woman on earth, which is sort of his dream, but she's, like, annoying and weird. He gets stuck with her. And then the big gag is that... Four episodes in, Jennifer Jones is right there. After he's committed to being with Kristen Schaal, they get married.
Sexy baby comes
then
in.
Then an actual sexy mama, a sexy baby.
Sexy hoochie mama.
You want to take home to mummy? She arrives.
Big daddy mummy boy.
It's a problem. Like, but that's a great show. It's on Hulu. Do you guys hit up Hulu?
Yeah, I got Hulu.
Yeah. Every.
How much do you spend on subscription services? US subscription services per month?
Watch him shrug it off like it ain't no thing, but.
Versus how much you spend on Kanye merch.
I have. Well, come on, no Kanye merch right now, but. I have HBO.
HBO Go, how much does that cost a month?
15.
15 beans, USD?
Yeah, USD, so we're talking for...
You have American Netflix?
American Netflix.
How much is that?
It's about
$7.
$7. I reckon AUD, it's about 10.
No, 10.
That's right, so 25 bucks, 20, well, 28
and
bucks.
And on top of that, Hulu, really, which is the same thing, so it's probably like $40.
And then you also have Australian Netflix.
I don't pay for that though, because it's
still it's all the same. Yeah. They're what like, about?
Oh, I see what you're
like.
Sure.
Shit, you're in Australia. Sorry, have, watch this.
Right. Do you have Amazon Prime?
No.
Okay, so you just got the big three.
I'm kind of a big three guy.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
That's the dude. He's the dude who's in Old School. Who gets his...
Henry is pointing at the television and pointing out one of the men in Ballers and saying that is the dude. They're still watching her.
I have to also just heads up. I got to run to the toilet so bad. I have to wee like a motherfucker.
No problem. I can pretend to be you for a while.
Okay, pretend to be me. Just talk about what I talk about.
All right, we're just gonna keep watching.
The Brisbane comedy scene is so much more interesting than the Sydney comedy scene.
Broncos had a big up this year.
I just love Carl Barron.
Carl Barron's kind of he gets me. It's weird.
Yeah, and like, I get Carl Barron.
Never thought I'd find a comedian.
Are we both being Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd find a comedian that gets me like Carl Barron.
When he does his bit about Tim Tams.
Whoa.
I was like, oh, that's how I used to eat Tim Tams.
Yeah. I never thought I liked Tim Tams. Now I'm kind of figuring out that I like him a lot.
Do you reckon Carl Barron will ever be a guest on Hey Fam?
20th episode kind of goal.
That's pretty close.
I think it's pretty close.
It's a pretty small goal, which shows it isn't something that you value very highly.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close. I think we can get Carl on here. Carl, if you're listening.
What video games do you think Carl Barron plays?
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds Star Wars at the very least?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to... No, what? Angry Birds straight up. I think he's kind of like...
Are you cringing because you don't... Because... That means now that they've announced that the only canon things are the movies and the Clone Wars. That means that Angry Birds Star Wars isn't
could be canon. I don't want
is, you don't want it's not canon, so
I
you don't
want,
care.
I don't want Carl Barron to have any say in it.
What about comic books? What comic books are Carl Barron read? And also, do you think Carl Barron splurges on HBO? Hey, Henry's back.
Henry's back.
Henry, we heard some great insight as to your into your obsession with Carl Barron.
Yeah, he's one of the best. He lives in Potts Point.
Does he?
Yeah. And inside Manny Davis.
Yeah.
I thought that I knew myself and then I saw that film and then I realized, oh no, I didn't know a goddamn thing about myself.
Wait, Carl Barron has a movie?
Yeah.
Called Inside Manny Davis? What happens in it?
One takeaway.
Or maybe it's just called Manny Davis. It's not
what was the one takeaway?
My one takeaway? I haven't seen it. Unfortunately, I know it exists, but I haven't seen it. It's about...
Sometimes you don't need to see things.
Yeah, sometimes you can be affected by a piece of art. There's a funny thing about his movie.
That's good, because it's a comedy.
But it's like a dramedy. Like, it's him. He wrote... And I think directed it.
Carl.
The Bazda.
Carl Barron. Yeah. Are we
Bazda
talking about?
3. Yeah, bro. Yep. He, and it's about, and he's the lead. He's the star of it. And he plays as if a comedian, a famous comedian.
Great.
Who's fed up with his being in the limelight. Being in the eye of the public.
Well, stop selling fucking DVDs then, Carl.
Yeah, go into fucking JB and rip all your stock out of there, you idiot. Oh, no, wait, it's Christmas time and everyone just bought it and now you're another millionaire.
Yeah, classic. That's classic Baron, though.
The Baron curse.
Hey, it bought you a house in Potts Point, dickhead. Quit complaining.
So how often do you see Carl Baron in the street? Like, let's be honest.
Has he seen one of your shows? What's his favorite JDOS skit?
Yeah, what's his favorite...
His favorite JDOS is probably JDOS Reviews Sam Neill, one of the more esoteric, more unusual JDOSes. But that's because he's just got great taste.
So while we're here right now, we should say that Henry Stone is also JDOS.
Yeah, that's common knowledge.
Tricked ya.
Is it common knowledge?
Yeah. Trixies. Yeah, it's kind of dead knowledge. Like, I... don't think that, like, people, like, that's a thing. That's, oh, yeah, I'm that, but also no one really talks about it.
How was it?
Yeah,
how was it being that?
Hey?
How was it being that?
I was in my early 20s. It was a gift and a curse.
JDOS is a character.
It haunts me to this day.
It's like the Henry
was on
it?
YouTube
like
when you started out being a YouTube comedian, video man. JDOS was one of your hit characters where you would just be some festival asshole.
Loose festival unit.
But it's one we all knew, and I think that's the thing that made.
And that's why me and Henry became pals, because Henry gave me a shout out in one of his videos, the most popular one, maybe second most.
Yeah. At the time, the most popular. That was like that was a Splendor in the Grass related video.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, topical.
Yeah, it was at the time. That was like my first foray into strategy. Oh, I guess you'd say content strategy. I was like, oh, I'll make a video about Splendor just a bit before Splendor happens.
Yeah,
maybe that'll work. And it did. And I asked Levins if I can mention him in it. I didn't know him as such, but...
We were chatting on Twitter.
Worked a treat.
Like all cool friendships start.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what we were talking about. That's how, for the most...
Carl Barron.
For a time there, that's how I was meeting people. Like, I met a girlfriend through Twitter... Carl Barron.
He was leering at the Rock on.
How is Carl?
How is he?
How is he after meeting him off Twitter?
He's doing well. I don't have any Carl Barron stories, but I do have a Jamoan story.
Carl Barron doesn't have any. Oh, we have a Jamoan. I have a really good Jamoan story too.
By proxy.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, it's not directly related to me, and it's kind of disappointing that it's not. It's Greg and Sam, who are my two closest colleagues, confidants, brothers in arms.
Skills in time.
Sure. We don't really do that much anymore, but we still work together. Anyway, they went on a road trip from Brisbane to Canberra to do a comedy competition.
Yeah.
A few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And the comedy competition in Canberra was headlined by Jim Owen.
Ooh!
Yeah. The Big J.
Legs. Big boys.
Yeah.
The Big Jay-Z.
Ireland's answer to Carl Barron.
And they went... Afterwards, they had drinks with him and went... They all stayed in the same motel. And so, they went into Jim Owen's. He was like, what are you doing, boys? Do you want to come back to me hotel? Is that how he talks out?
Yeah.
Come back to me room. And they're like, all right, yeah. Let's. And then he's like, yeah, we're going to smoke weed, boys.
Wow, Jim Owen.
And so, they smoked weed with Jim Owen. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking high, boys. Hey, look at this. And he like grabbed a towel off of the hotel bed. And was like, hey, what about we make a little puppet? And he like fashioned the towel into a weird puppet and started going like, oh, hello, oh, towel puppet, I'm high. Oh. And everything just went quiet. And then they were like, yeah, right, we're probably going to go, Jim Owen.
Jim Owen, the puppet game's up. Fuck.
Well, my Jim Owen story by proxy is that the housemate to one of my best friends fucked Jamal.
Really?
And that's,
was there any...
That's the extent of the story. I think it...
Was there any... Like...
Someone else has told me another Jamoan story with sex involved with it, and that's, those two have mashed up to create a really funny scenario.
Was there
scenario
any confidant?
That
was
I probably
any,
shouldn't
like, was there any
get
like,
wrong.
High five?
Well, no, I remember that for about a week we post, as soon as we found out about her tango with the Jimmo, mm-hmm. We posted photos of Jamoan on her wall for a while.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Kind of cool, kind of funny.
It's kind of cool, kind of funky. I wonder what that D was like.
I think it's fat. It's it.
Do you reckon it looked like the top of his head?
Very bald.
Or more
oh, wait,
what did that crack
oh,
look like?
Oh, you got there
yeah,
before I did.
Suck my D,
the
bro.
Crack. What a great... I'm glad the Australians...
paid
funds,
for such
paid
a film.
For,
What are the hierarchy of movies Jim made Owen by
films.
Australian comedians?
It goes The Crack.
The Crack.
The Extra.
What after that? Nothing.
Does Kenny fit in there? Is that...
No.
Because he wasn't really...
Jim Owen had no say in The Extra. Though I bet he would have loved...
Oh, no, I don't mean just Jim Owen. I mean like Australian comedian made movies in general.
There's Sweet Dick All of them.
Yeah.
Great movie though. Sweet Dick All.
Sweet.
There's who would be in that? Will Anderson.
Husey.
Or Richard...
Pryor?
who's an Australian comedian called Richard?
Richard Feidler? Feidler?
Yeah, that works. Richard Feidler in Sweet Dick All.
I'd pay for that.
Anything you guys are looking forward to watching or playing or reading in the next little while? The Wet Hot American Summer prequel is coming out.
Wet Hot American Summer, yeah, the prequel series on Netflix is going to be very
Is it this
good.
Weekend or next weekend?
It's 2 days away.
It's fuck off,
July
Henry.
July 31st, right?
Yeah, 2 days.
2 days. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
But that's, guys, remember, is that Australian July 31st or American?
Ooh, makes you think. But also, yeah, no, that's one thing I'm looking forward to. Besides,
so Wet Hot American Summer is one of the movies that I've watched more than any other movie in the world.
How many times have you watched it?
I don't know, but I've also watched... I have the DVD and it has the fart commentary where they've just added farts.
Oh, that sounds
really
so good.
How does that work?
That sounds like my heaven.
I've watched that about 10 times, and I've probably watched the.
Is it better than the film itself?
It now I've seen the movie to the point where I can quote it back to front, so I now choose to watch the version with farts because the farts will catch me by surprise.
Really?
I think that's easily my favorite Paul Rudd character of all time.
Yeah. Oh. In the trailer for the new film where he just rides in, kicks the motorcycle, he rides in and goes, and a big shot.
Well, I hope that they dedicate at least half, if not an entire episode, to him just reluctantly having to clean something up after he kicks it over, because that's one of my favorite scenes in cinema.
Yeah,
you got a favorite bit from Wet Hot?
My favorite Wet Hot bit is when they come back from the town and they hop out of the back of the
ute, and then
they all just walk to the barn. Like three of them walk away from the ute, but they walk to the wall of a barn and just stand up against the wall of a barn.
That's right.
They just like plank, sort of standing up for no reason.
It's like a vertical plank.
Yeah, it's a vertical plank,
they're
like in the background of the shot. That's my favorite fucking bit.
There are lots of great moments like that.
Even that, the entire going to town sequence is fucking incredible.
The going to town sequence, yeah.
And the lead
up
to it. Get some lube. Yeah. Just my pussy.
Just that theme, man. It gave me chills when I watched the trailer and that theme fucking kicked in. Yeah. I don't know, is that an original? Is that a soundtrack piece?
I think it's a soundtrack.
No, that's a that's Jefferson.
That's
Jefferson Starship.
I fucking love that.
Jane,
really?
You think it's all over?
Yeah, just
for you and me.
Yeah.
The
it's huge. It's gonna
the song from the original movie was one that they made for it called keeping the fire higher and higher.
Yeah.
That's an amazing
fuck. There's got to be more of that for sure.
Hopefully, yeah.
Actually, and you know my
play on that. Obviously, they'll play on that for...
Yeah, they have to.
Serious.
My other favorite bit that makes me laugh... Oh, fuck, there's so many. Okay, two more.
You keep going.
I laugh so hard when Ken Marino is driving the van.
Yeah.
Singing. And he just goes, oh, fuck! And crashes into a tree for no reason.
Ken Marino is amazing in that film.
Oh, fucking...
Like, Ken Marino is amazing in anything he's in, but...
He's incredible. Have you guys seen Burning Love?
Yeah.
No. What's that?
Yes.
It's a Bachelor
parody.
Amazing.
It's like
with Stone Ken Marino, where he's a firefighter, and he's
got
looking for
June Diane Raphael. It's kind of like a fake
Michael
kind
Ian
of
Black.
Like,
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's kind of like a fake, ooh, who's your man?
Fake reality it's show great. Bachelor. It's produced by Ben Stiller's
company.
Oh,
no, I have seen that. Yeah, I saw the first. Yeah. It was like a web series on Yahoo.
Yeah, I watched that. It was on Yahoo. Yeah, cool. And then it became like.
And it had Ben Stiller's wife.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Who definitely has a real name.
Christina
Aguilera.
Christina. Yeah.
And what's your other favorite bit from?
When immediately after that, when Joe Latrullio is chasing Camerino and they jump the hay bale. No, when the hay bale's in the... Joe Latrullio is chasing him on a motorbike and Camerino has... There's a hay bale in the road and Camerino like pretends as though he can't jump it and he's freaking out and then he jumps it on foot and then Joe Latrullio just has to like skid up to the hay bale on the motorbike because he can't make it over the hay bale. It makes me laugh so fucking
Joe Latrullio is one of the unsung heroes of the last 10 years.
Oh, there are so many unsung heroes in that movie.
I gotta say, no, Joe Latrullio.
Have you seen Wonderlust?
Yeah.
That the Joe Latrullio plays a hippie on a hippie compound or whatever, and there's a point where Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston accidentally roll their car as they're driving down the driveway, Joe Latrullio runs up to see if they're okay, but he's nude because he's a nudist.
Yeah,
and he just asks—he's asking them if they're okay while they're in their rolled car, and he's squatting down.
Wonderlust. I just felt bad about that because it's like
his nude's hanging D, going, "Are you guys okay?"
Wonderlust is upside good, down, looking but at it's his not dick. Bad it's so because funny. It's kind of like it was the same dudes from Wet Hot American. Yeah. It was just kind of like
David Wayne.
Yeah,
directed.
Have you watched? I've watched. That's the only movie of his that I haven't seen.
Oh, man, it's so funny.
Really?
Like, I thought it was going to be a stink. It's like...
Because it got terrible reviews.
No, I think it's fucking awesome.
They don't get it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Was
all of his movies great. Except Wet Hot American Summer and Role Models have got terrible reviews.
Shit, did he do Role Models?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He did The 10. Did you see The 10?
I haven't seen The 10.
That's like... I mean, it's a terrible movie, but it's really funny and really...
What's The 10?
The 10 is like... All these different stories that are like different comedy
to do with
bits.
The 10 Commandments?
That's right. Yeah. And you have like... So, like, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor is about Winona Ryder wanting to fuck her neighbor's ventriloquist doll. And, like, there's all...
Yeah, right.
And there's so many, like, just... I mean, the best thing about David Wayne is just he likes doing really, really strange, like, breaking the fourth wall kind of moments that you're like, what just happened? And little offsides and crap jokes that are just crap and they'll look at you and look directly at the camera and deliver them.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, I don't know. That was my favorite thing about Stella as well.
Yeah, Wayne. Yeah. Those guys are so fucking funny.
I would say, like, I know a lot of people lament, like, obviously Freaks and Geeks is really great, but when people talk about shows that should have gotten more than just one season, Stella is definitely, like, my number one.
There's
have you seen
point,
all that?
Oh,
I've
man.
Never seen
Stella was
Tell
a Comedy Central Comedy Central series because obviously from they were all in the state together, but the trio of Stella were Michael Ian Black, Michael Showalter, and David Wayne.
Best guys.
And they had a best sketch boys. Show where there were just three of them living in an apartment.
Best boys.
And it was just like, you know, like something would start happening, some weird thing would just start happening, and then they would just roll with it and like, you know, just crazy situations happening. And it was just so happily silly. And
I think that above all else, Stella, Wet Hot, and anything by David Wayne is like, has the biggest fucking influence on me ever. Like, that's...
Really?
It's so funny and it's so dumb and just committed to its stupidity.
Why does it have a big influence on you?
Just because I steal from it.
Well, yeah, you love using... Lately, it's a new thing that you finally embraced is using big floppy dildos in your videos.
Yeah, we finally have committed to the...
You finally committed to the Dildo Factory.
And that was, before they had the
big old Dildo
series.
Factory down the road.
Yeah, there was
Comedy
always
Central,
a dick
all
the web shots.
Yeah, in the web shots, there's always dicks. And it's always so funny.
Oh, man, it's the funniest thing. I've gone nude on stage now, like over the last 2 years.
You do it whenever you do the saxophone. And
dicks are so funny.
Dicks are like second to none.
Yeah. Nothing beats... Just a funny
hot,
D.
Frosty dick.
What's the funniest dick you've ever seen?
I watched... Okay, if
Keanu Reeves,
dicks,
hands down. I'm putting my hand up now. Keanu Reeves.
What about Father in Super Troopers? Do you know there's that scene where Father's getting... They like strip him down and they're telling him they're de-licing him and they're just... He's like, it's powdered sugar. It's delicious. That was the first time I think
is
I saw
a dick scene?
In
that
a comedy.
Like,
in...
I can see the dick. I can understand.
Well, because he's
the
just
humor behind the penis and the shape of it.
He's a big.
What's the funniest part of
pubes.
The penis?
Pubes are real funny.
What's the
too.
Funniest part of the penis?
The funniest part of the penis. It's the shaft,
head.
Man.
It's a head. No,
it's a shaft.
Head.
What the nose?
It's a head.
The nuggets. The head.
It's chicken the
nuggets.
Head.
The chicken nuggets.
The no, head's the head. Too human for me.
The no, shaft, the head.
The shaft reminds me of a worm.
The head's your fingerprint.
Worm's Armageddon?
Yeah.
Call back.
I like the fingerprint of the head. It's kind of like...
That's because you're such a Star Wars fan, man. You love the head, Darth Vader helmet. That's what it reminds you of.
Sometimes we all die. Sometimes we're Sith Lords.
If we see somebody's dick in the new Star Wars movie, who's?
Jar Jar Binks!
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. Thanks for watching my movie, everybody. Doink!
Guys, J.J. Abrams, Jar Jar Binks makes you think. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Jar Jar Binks' dick.
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar thinks.
It's as big as tongue. And
Yoda. See that little Yoda peenie?
He's dead.
Yeah, ghost dick. It's the funniest dick of all.
Don't be a prick. That. Don't be a prick, Henry. You know
don't
he's
be a
dead.
Prick. Yoda, show us your dick.
You know he's dead by the. You know he's dead by the end of episode 6. Come on.
Yeah, he doesn't mean that we've seen his ghost, brother. It means that he could still, as if a ghost doesn't piss ectoplasm, my friend.
Come on, that's the Ghostbusters saga known.
Do you reckon ghosts cop head? Be honest.
Obviously. That's the only reason why they're still haunting people.
Yeah. They can't. That's why they still haunt. That's it.
Because they have mad blue balls. Why do you... You know those Star Wars ghosts? Why do you think their spirits are blue? Because the balls are...
You think the Jedis are just like mad blue balls?
Do the Jedis have to take an oath of celibacy?
Yeah, they do. That's why Anakin and Padme's marriage was so...
Yikesies. But doesn't in the EU... Expanded universe. Doesn't Luke in the novels and shit doesn't Luke like get married and shit?
He marries Mara Jade, but that doesn't exist anymore.
He doesn't. But do they not consummate
Don't
it?
Don't talk about the EU, Henry.
Okay, it's my favorite part of Star Wars.
All Jedi's are IVF babies.
In our own podcast.
Okay,
we'll talk about that in our own podcast called.
EU.
It's called EME EU EU
EME EU.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
EU.
The EU is kind of like a beautiful thing. It's a thing I never had a say in.
We're going back to the expanded universe a little bit. Little swan song.
It's you showed me this. There's articles on Wikipedia which
toilet seats.
Talk about toilet seats, they talk about chairs. It's like there's people out there in the world who haven't learned about how the real world works, but they will go ahead and research shit that exists in this real world, but in the Star Wars universe.
And to make the... To kind of gratify their existence.
Yeah. It's the best.
I'm kind of okay
there's,
with that.
Is there a part in the Wikipedia where they talk about who has the funniest penis in the EU?
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, it's in George Lucas's bio.
I think George Lucas's penis is the funniest penis.
Doesn't he have adopted children?
Yes.
So, he probably does have a funny dick. One that doesn't work.
Makes you think.
The funniest dick of all. Yeah.
The funniest dick is also the saddest dick. Funny to look at. Doesn't work.
Is George Lucas's penis akin to Jar Jar Binks? Kind of like the clown everyone laughs at, but when the clown goes home, no one's
coming. Yeah, no one's there. There's no one to come. Imagine if you dacked George Lucas and... Instead of a human pee,
Jar Jar Binks. Yeah. Little eyes, little ears.
And he was like, what? I've got to get my inspiration from somewhere.
What?
Why not my dick?
What? You didn't have one? You didn't have a Gungan?
Facebook.com/HeyFanPodcast if you want to hit us up on Facebook.
And his butthole is Boss Nass.
Yeah. Boss Nass, my favorite film for Jabba the Hutt.
HeyFanPodcast@gmail.com.
Boys, I have to sort of apologize because this has sort of deteriorated into the level of discourse that is mostly appearing in my podcast.
That's okay.
Is all we wind up talking about is different peenies, different cummies.
If you like that kind of thing, definitely check out the Blank Slate Movie Podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, we say it's about movies. It's mostly about cum.
And what do you call it? Beast holes.
Yeah, beast holes.
You never listened to an episode of Blank Slate Movie Podcast?
No, I
don't think you have because they say beast holes once every 10 minutes.
Henry, what's a beast hole?
It's a bunghole.
But?
Yeah.
That just the bunghole.
Is it like a really gnarly one though or is just...
It's the bunghole.
It's a title that's earned.
where has it been earned? I would love to know this.
In bowls around the nation.
in what around the nation? Whose nation?
Maybe Henry can fill you in off pod. Where can we find you on the internet?
My Twitter's Henry H. Stone. I'm always searching
what's
for
What's the
new
H
followers.
Stand for?
Hey, Henry,
I don't have a middle name.
Hey,
Henry, can I ask you one question? Sorry, guys. Hey, can I just cut this in? Can I just cut? Do you love the internet?
If I had to rate it on a 1 to 10, I'd give it a 1001100011111.
Great answer.
Big
Angus,
fan of the web.
Question for you. Does the internet love you?
Yeah, the internet loves me.
Where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on
chimichangas.com.
.org. Look me up on youporn/chimichangas. Used to some of my early work.
Run us through some of your favorites on there.
Have you made
tribute videos? It's all parodies.
Have I made what?
You know YouPorn tributes?
Oh, yeah.
Made any of those?
What the fuck is a
YouPorn
tribute?
I've done
It's a where someone gets a printed out image of a porn star, and then
comes
like for example Sasha Grey, and then they'll be like, "This is my Sasha Grey tribute," and then they'll just jerk off onto a picture of Sasha Grey and film it and upload it.
Henry, that sounds
and then
like,
they say like, "Thanks for watching" at the end of it.
It sounds very learned.
Thanks for watching. Find me on Twitter, twitter.com/HenryHStone.
It's fucking promoted.
So that's what you do on the internet, Henry? You perverted fuck.
Yeah, I've got Jar Jar Binks tributes out there.
Yeah.
Hit them
Where
up.
Where can we hit them up?
Jar Jar Binks.
Big JJB man myself. If I want to look for JJBs, where am I looking for?
Stinky Binky. Dot XXX.
If you want to find me
how
online.
How much is it a minute?
3 Republic credits.
Oh, deep cut. Thank you. Very good.
What if you're a Hatties Sith Lord?
Oh, fuck,
just kind of, they cut it. They just cut the... What if you're an expanded universe Hatties Lord?
I'll also trade it for 1 Salacious B-Crumb.
B-Crumb.
Good one, everybody.
Where can we find you, Levins?
Twitter.com/StinkyBinky or Levdog.
Stanky Banky.
LEVDAWG. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and find us, Hey Fam Podcast. Henry, thanks so much for joining us
for
surely be known throughout history as the greatest episode we ever recorded.
Thanks so much, Hey Family.
And we'll see you at the Minions.
At the Stinky Bank.
If you could just open the connection to Skype, we need to call Perry Farrell.
Yeah,
we finished a bit early this time, so we need to just let him know that we are ready for him.
He plays every song. You probably don't get it.
Thanks. You don't do a Skype noise.
Oh, there, Perry.
Are you coaching me to do it, or is that it?
No, that's
that was
not
it. That was the Skype. That was really
Perry,
convincing.
I agree with your tattoo choices. I think that's very wise. And now play us out.
Take it away, P.S.
I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day just because you really should have known.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.